Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Steve Greenberg, the Innovation Insider on the phone. Apple revealed a couple of deals. The new Apple Watch, new iPads. What did you like?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, there were some great new announcements. Of course, the big announcement is the new iPhone, which they didn't make yesterday. Obviously, they're having problems getting it pulled together because of the pandemic. So I think they put up the announcement for a few months.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, they had to, they're reworking, their distribution channels all been kind of messed up because of the virus. So there'll be another announcement that will involve the newest iPhone, which hopefully will be out before Christmas. But
what number would that be? The 12?
Yeah, 12, because I have the 11.
12, yeah, so that'll be the next one. So that's where that is. So that was the biggest news, was that there was no news on that. But
Have you heard any rumors on what the 12 will have that the 11 doesn't?
Like work, for example?
Yeah, I've heard a few things about it. One being that they may be changing, which will drive me crazy if this happens, the plug that you use to charge it, which would means all of our wires would have to be, you have to get all new wires and whatnot, which would be kind of a nightmare after we've all invested in all these other plugs. That may or may not happen. That's one of the rumors.
It's one of the things that I like about them.
Yeah.
They find ways to suck more money out, and it's not necessary. All right, and what's the other one?
Right now I have glass on both sides. There'll be glass on only one side, a much tougher glass. And of course, the camera is going to take another jump up and be an even better camera. Everyone's getting more and more camera addicted. And those are the kinds of things I've heard. The shape of it's a little bit different, too. It's going to kind of reflect more of what the original ones were, where it's not going to have that the beveled edge is going to be more squared off. Things like some design features. I don't know if it's going to be. Oh, the biggest issue is that it's going to be 5G. That would be probably the biggest change.
Are you on an iPhone 10 right now?
I am on an iPhone 10 right now.
Do you know? I don't know if you're aware of this, but I can tell when someone calls in with one because the mouthpiece of the phone isn't great.
No.
Did you know
that?
Yeah,
I know. And most of the times I would use like AirPods or some Bluetooth device to help communicate with you guys. But just to be honest, to remove one more link with us with the radio, I decided not to do that.
All right.
But yeah, I know. The mouthpiece here is not ideal. Plus, I have to say, my phone's taking a real beating, and I'm literally going to the Apple store today to see about getting it fixed.
Wow.
So I have a 12:15 appointment.
Good luck. The tech guy has an appointment. Steve Greenberg.
You have to have an appointment. You have to have an appointment.
Right.
Tech guy, Innovation Insider. All right. So no news on iPhone.
No. Mm-hmm. So the biggest news is the Apple Watch. So right now there's one Apple Watch launching now. Will be two kinds, a cheaper version and a more expensive version. And again, that's what they did about 5 months ago with the phone. They came out with a cheaper version of the phone, and they still have their regular expensive version of the phone. That's where they're going with the watch now, too. The cheaper version, so might as well talk about the price, is going to be still kind of hefty. I think it's $277. The more expensive version is going to be $399. So it's still not a steal. But people love the watch. It's doing great.
Do they?
Of all these watches that are out there, they have 60% of the market.
Wow.
So they've done well. I mean, they don't sell nearly as many watches as they do phones. I don't either. I don't wear a watch.
If I'm lugging around the phone that does everything a watch can do,
just the phone,
what's the point?
Right.
I feel the same way, and I've had, birthdays come up and people, family members who want to get me it. I don't want the watch. I don't want anybody's watch.
I'll do the check instead.
I feel like a check would be just lovely. $399 check.
Can you do a Dick Tracy on that? Can you FaceTime on the Apple Watch?
That'd be cool.
You can talk like James Bond.
Right, right. I don't think you can see exactly. It definitely can act as a phone, but I don't think you can do FaceTime on it.
Oh, see? I want FaceTime.
I don't have it, so I don't use it. So the new watch, though, is going to have some more features on it, and some of them are kind of COVID-related, and that it'll do your oxygen content of your blood, so you'll be it'll keep kind of monitoring if your blood oxygen drops.
Okay, does this mean now I'll get ads from, like, health companies?
Oh, you
saying,
know you will.
You know, you're a little low on this. You need these supplements.
Exactly right.
It's too invasive.
I wouldn't be the least surprised. So Apple versus some of the other companies, especially like the Amazon companies, they tend to say,
private.
You know, your privacy is, you know, privacy, privacy, privacy. Though they actually had a little rollback, a separate announcement yesterday, in that they were going to have an extra level of privacy that isn't ready in time.
Do I have to pay for that?
No, it'll be an option you have. So, for example, an app won't automatically be able to sell you anything. You're going to have to approve it, as opposed to the other way around. Now, we have to go in and say, no, I don't want it. It's going to be the other way around, where they're going to say, yeah, okay, you know, hit me with it. So they're trying to switch that around. And the reason they delayed it is because they're ready to do it. They can launch it as an upgrade on your system now for free. But they're not doing it now because they want to give the app companies a chance to adjust to this new framework. So it'll be launched in a couple of months. But that's kind of a nice thing that Tim Cook has been pushing for and has gotten.
I like that a lot.
So going back to the watch, I think that's great. I think the less intrusion, the better, or at the very least, it should be our decision. Like, okay, I'm willing, you know, hit me. Besides the oxygen contact, it'll have some other features, and again, that'll be monitoring health. So that watch is really all about.
So that was the big one when
your payments due,
the health monitoring.
Right, when your payments due.
Right, right. So I think that's, you know, kind of cool. The other big announcement was about the iPad is going to change and become the iPad Air. The iPads have been selling very well. Tablets are taking over. And the Air is going to be thinner, lighter, and more powerful than the previous iPad. And that was a big deal as well. Of course, I didn't see anything because I was kind of looking through everything to see if there was any price information on it. And, of course, I didn't see anything. So my guess is it'll go up in price, but I have no idea.
Are they doing stuff to the current iPads to make them run like crap? You know, so you buy a new one?
Yeah.
There's been talk about that they slow down your phone after a few years and drain the batteries. Is any of that true?
I mean, there was a kind of a lawsuit about it with the phone, not with the iPads, and I don't know how that was settled out.
Yeah, I thought there was a little bit of a settlement. So that means they're not doing it anymore, right?
I think they're not doing. And by the way, I have
being better at it.
Three iPads. I have a really, really old one, you know, that's like, you know, archaic, and I still use it. I use it for, you know, I do all these television demonstrations, so sometimes I have to show something.
You're the tech guy.
I have a new one.
I don't want to see the tech guy come out with a 1952 iPad. I want to see you come out with one from 2030.
He's using an adding machine.
I have that one, too. I have that one, too. But, you know, sometimes when you're demoing products, everything needs to be tied into an app of some kind. So the best way to demonstrate an app is with a little tiny screen. So I use it. It's been all these years, and it still works great for demoing it. So I have my new one, and I have two older ones. So that was also one of the other big announcements about the iPad. Uh-huh. Just to give you some of the names, going back to the watch for a second.
Got to talk into the mouthpiece, Steve, because you're on an iPhone.
The Apple, there you go. Yeah, I'll hear louder, too. Apple Watch, the cheaper one is going to be the SE, and the more expensive one is going to be called the Series 6. So this way you have all the correct terminology
there. Does the Series 6 have a laser where you could burn people?
That'd be
cool.
That would be fun.
I want that, yeah. If I got my keys.
I love that idea.
Put a hole in your shirt. And
right. At least burn ants.
Yeah.
I'll push for that. That's a great idea.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Steve Greenberg, the Innovation Insider, is on the show. And you have a YouTube gadget show called What the Heck Is That?
Yes, I do. So my professional life has been showing new products on television. And a lot of times when I do speaking engagements, I used to just show products and say, hey, can you guys guess what this is? And no one could. So I decided to create a little game show. It's sort of Shark Tank meets What's My Line, where I show a odd new product that's just being launched, and I have my panelists try to ask questions of it and then decide what they think it is. And then, of course, we reveal what it is at the end. They each run about 10 to 15 minutes long. If you go on YouTube,
hey,
just
Phil,
look for
can you find
what
the
heck is that?
Shark Tank music, please. All right. Get one of your items, one of your gadgets in mind here, Steve.
What the heck
me,
is that?
AJ,
okay.
And Ashley are going to be the panel.
What the heck is that? That'd be good
for Phil's on the panel, too.
That'd be good name for a restaurant.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Entering the Shark Tank now is Steve Greenberg, the Innovation Insider. He has a really cool new gadget he's going to tell us about. Steve?
Okay, I'm letting you see it here. It is a box about 6 inches by 3 inches by 3 inches. It's got an on-off button. And it has vents on the top of it and the bottom of it. And
we have to guess what it is, too?
And you have to guess what it is, exactly. That's the idea.
I just want to invest.
On the YouTube channel, you can see it.
It's a bread box. High tech.
No. And you ask me questions. I give you yes or no questions, and I answer, and then you guess what it is.
Will it make toast?
It will not make toast.
Okay. Toaster's out.
Will it make pizza? Will it make me money?
It will make you... It will not make you money. It will not make you pizza, but it will.
All right, I want pizza and I like money. So for those reasons, I'm out.
Go and buy a pizza.
Oh,
at a box.
Does it smell good?
It does have a smell.
Yes or no, Steve? Steve, it's yes or no.
Yes, it will help
Steve
you smell better.
It will help you smell better. Okay,
I like Steve.
Yes, it will.
It'll help you smell better.
Right. It's a box.
Yes, it will.
Does it have pretty lights?
When you push the on button, it does light up.
Ooh.
Is it a bidet?
Good question.
Is it a bidet?
Is it what?
A bidet.
No, it's not a bidet.
It'll help you smell better, you know?
Who would use it more?
It would help you smell better.
Who would use it more in the house, the husband or the wife?
I would say it's equal, but I would use it out of the house. You would take it with you when you go someplace specific.
Does it play?
Specific.
Ah.
The gym.
We've got some good game players here. Yes, exactly.
The gym.
Is it a?
And it's a box.
Fan that you can put on the elliptical.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Is it a TV you can put on the elliptical?
We all go to the gym a lot. Well, we are stressing.
We don't
shut down. What would a normal person at the gym use?
They call the towel in your water bottle. That's all you freaking need.
All right. AJ's getting angry.
Not a water bottle.
Don't forget your selfie stick, AJ.
I'm beat you with it. I'm guessing maybe it's like some kind of deodorizer.
Yes, but for where would you keep it and why would you have it?
On your belt.
In the bag. The bag smells.
On your belt?
Ah, bingo. Bingo. We have a winner.
In the bag?
Exactly.
Gym bag.
In the bag. This is a workout bag odor destroyer. It's called Pure Air Sport. You drop it in your bag, click it on, and it takes out mold and mildew and additional moistures and whatnot so that your clothes, the gym's clothes or whatever you have in the bag.
How much
does
it cost to make?
It toss to make, I don't know, but to buy it, it's $79.
Give this to every hockey player.
Or you can just
buy hockey bags are the worst.
Or you can just wash your clothes, use Febreze.
Buy 1,000 of them for a locker room.
Yeah.
It's a little device. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty cool. So it's about a great little thing. And it's on one of the episodes.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a fun show.
Check it out on YouTube. Just to search what the heck is that. You'll find it.
All right. That was Steve Greenberg.
Great.
The Innovation Insider. Successfully sold his product
he
to everyone that smells in the gym.
Right. Which is a lot.
If the gym smells better, the world's a better place.
Steve, thanks for coming on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
A bunch of people in Jersey pulled over on the side of the highway Monday when they thought they saw a UFO. See, it was a UFO because it was unidentified.
At the time, yes.
Flying, and it was an object.
Flying today?
At the time, it was a UFO.
It does fit that exact parameter, yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, they did see a UFO.
There are multiple videos. See, what was an unidentified flying object is now an identified flying object.
It's an IFO.
Do we want to play the clips and then say what it is, or did they figure it out in these clips?
I don't recall. I believe they don't know at the time.
Here are various witnesses.
Oh, my God.
Look, the whole street is flat. There's a flying spaceship.
Yo, look at that. Click everybody to highway right now. I don't know, bro.
Bro, everybody's stopping and looking, stopping their cars.
Oh, I like that. She's got it going.
Got a thumping stereo and everything. Yeah,
she got the soundtrack.
Surround sound.
They come over with the camera, and she doesn't even want to interrupt the house party that's going on.
Of course
in the car.
Not. No, it's got a beat going.
The house car party.
Got a beat going, yeah.
I like that first woman couldn't even get God out. She goes, oh, my God.
Right. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, what? My God.
Oh, my God. Maybe she meant, oh, my car. Like, you know, it stalled.
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God. Damn it.
Why? Yeah,
oh,
Demi.
My God.
I mean, God damn it.
It turned out to be the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, my God.
That explains.
No, oh, my
said,
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now explain, the writing on the side, yes.
Oh, my God.
Right. It says a good year is coming.
Wait, what is that?
Thank God the pandemic's over. There's a sign. It says a good year is coming.
It's in the shape of a blimp.
Right. It's saying something good.
Right.
Year.
No, it says goo.
Right. Goo.
Year.
Year. That's some sort of alien
year
dialect.
Year.
Right.
Goo diar. Oh, my God.
What's a goo diar?
Right.
Goo diar, my lord. Goo diar.
Alien language.
Yeah.
Gah.
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 She's reading.
Gah.
Gah.
What planet do you think they're from?
Gah.
The planet Gah.
Oh, God, yes, yes.
What language do they speak there?
Oh,
me goo.
Gah.
Ooga. Ooga chaka. Ooga, ooga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, blue suede.
My.
Is it worth pulling up?
She can't
that's
stop this feeling.
That's a fun song.
She can't stop that feeling.
I'm not, I don't know
her.
If I'm going to be able to make this happen.
Yeah. Right. Here comes, that sounds like a challenge to me, Phil.
Gah.
Ooga.
We could do an acapella version.
I have faith in you, man. Yeah. Just be the ball, Danny. Be the ball.
Ooga
ooga chaka. Ooga
ooga chaka. Ooga.
It goes too fast.
Yeah, it goes too fast.
Ga. Ga.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the beat going here, boy.
Ga. Ga.
This picture very confused meeting right now.
Ga. Ga.
Now, I wonder if this montage is the smartest people they spoke to or the opposite.
The ones that could speak to, yes.
Right.
The ones that said, yes, I'll answer your questions. Yes, I see it.
Well, it was the Goodyear blimp.
Yes, it was.
Isn't it nice that blimps are still flying?
For now, yes.
In 2020. You just don't see that every day. Doesn't that make you happy?
Never really gave much thought. Thank you.
Okay. I'll be over here.
Wow, you really are a simple person, aren't you?
Yes.
Right. It's
except
blimp.
For a wedding.
Isn't it something that airplanes still fly?
It's amazing.
Right.
It's a blimp, though.
Do you ever notice leaves are on trees? Isn't that cool in 2020? There's still leaves on trees.
And they still change color. And squirrels live in there.
Once a year, the leaves fall off, but then they come back.
Isn't it amazing?
Nature's incredible. When's the last time you saw a blimp?
Reasonable, but the sun rises in the morning and goes down at night.
You would not have made that montage. They're like, nah.
Nope. She's too far gone. Something's wrong with this
too
one.
Too far gone.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you eat anything that fell from this unidentified aircraft?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Just checking.
All right. Man doesn't return rental car for a year. Police announced the arrest of this dude of no known occupation.
Oh.
Well, that explains why he didn't return it.
I would think car thief would be his occupation now.
After he kept the vehicle he rented from the company for more than a year.
Oh. Want to make sure he could really use it. Put some miles on it.
He rented the car on June 24th, 2019. He was to return it on July 2nd, 2019. And they just picked up the car last week.
Said two words. I forgot.
Oh, that's where it went. I forgot where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, I forgot to write it down.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't remember who gave it to me.
I was looking for a Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, what would AJ say in this situation?
Take the POS.
I was addicted to nasal spray and I completely forgot.
Yes.
I haven't been sleeping well. And, you know, the fire truck went by. So
I was trying to run down Goose Boy, waiting for him to come out.
The GPS took me to Cromwell.
Yes.
More coffee.
He's trying to bring the car back.
I'm like, you know what? You want the car back so badly, come pick it up.
Well, I blocked them on Facebook, so I didn't get any notices.
I did, yes. Mm.
Right. I thought they were supposed to call me.
It's funny.
Oh, my God.
So guess how much it cost him? Like a library book. What happens is if you don't return it, becomes way more than it would cost to buy the book.
I'm going to say $2,000.
It was nearly 8 million yen.
Oh, cool.
Which is $72,000.
At that point, you keep the car, I hope.
I have his reaction when he got the bill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God.
Right.
It's been tough. You read everywhere that the kids are having a tough time with mental health because of COVID.
Yes.
Dr. Patty is on to give us a top five list. Hey, first of all, sorry for the confusion. I texted Dr. Patty to come on.
Right.
I originally wrote come in, and then I wrote, on.
Oh.
She didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, that one fellow,
she was
everything.
Outside in our lobby.
Right.
And then and then like a SWAT team swooped in and escorted her out. And
yep, they did. They grabbed the arm and leg.
And came over here and... Yeah, sorry about that. I feel like that's my fault.
Well, it doesn't help that the O and the I are right next to each other on the keyboard.
She's actually nicely rappelling right down the building here.
Yeah, so
like Spider-Man.
I texted, can you come in Wednesday at 8? And then I wrote, on, ha, ha, ha. I should have wrote, we are not having guests in the studio.
Like, on, I'm serious, not ha-ha.
So I'll do top five things to protect your guests' mental health.
Right. One is get the text right.
But Dr. Patty, give us the top five.
All right, well, good morning. And just to let you know, Chaz, I thought this was my own parking space because I'm sitting in the parking lot and it says visitor parking. So I'm like, oh, this is great. They're welcoming me. So it's no big deal. Don't worry about it.
Okay, very good.
All right. So listen, here's what we have to remember. As parents, it's our job to provide support, stability, and open communication for our kids always, right? So let's just look at the whole COVID, back to school, not back to school, remote learning, all of that within the context of our parental roles anyway, all right? Because nobody's going to become a psychologist overnight. So just remember that it's already within your wheelhouse. You just have to tweak it a little bit.
All right, what's so number five?
Number one is to check yourself and your emotions.
Do number one first.
Yeah, and then we'll go back. Because the most important thing, though, it really is you have to be on top of what you're feeling. And chances are you're a combination of frustrated, pissed off, anxious yourself. But your kids will pick up on that. So first and foremost, be aware of what you're feeling. Very easy way to deal with that. Seriously, deep breathing. You can't tell me you don't have enough time to breathe.
Weed, wine.
Because we have to breathe. We have to breathe anyway.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or Bluetooth or something.
No, I'm not.
iPhone 10.
No, I'm on my regular phone. All right, hang on. I'll get off of this and I'll just go on the phone. Mm. All right, let's try this.
Wow. You sound so much better.
Way
now.
Better.
You sound taller.
Oh, okay.
All right, so number one, be aware of how you feel. And then if you're pissed off, deep breathing. I read somewhere that it's impossible to be upset if you take deep breaths.
Really?
That's right, because what's happening is the breathing regulates all your emotions because your mind and your body is connected. And it centers you. Like if everybody listening to the call now just deep breathes in, holds it for 4 seconds, and fully breathes out for 4 seconds.
If you put a joint to your lips, even better.
When you found out that you'd be doing the interview from the car, did you do deep breathing in the car?
Right. Oh, yes, she did. The winds were all foggy in the lobby.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I was at first I was like, And then I'm like, okay, we'll just pivot, because life is always throwing a curveball. Yeah. And if every little thing pisses you off, you're going to spend, first of all, you're going to die young, and you're going to spend your life angry.
Yeah, you got to pace yourself. Choose your battles.
So why are you going to let external circumstances control how you feel?
Right, like getting up early.
You acknowledge it. You're human. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody dies. Nobody gets hurt.
No.
So keep it in perspective.
Right.
Just keep it in. No. So I didn't feel that way.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good.
All right.
But I do.
Hold on.
She do it.
Dr. Patty, with top five things you could do to help your kids' mental health. Number one is be aware of how you feel. What's number two?
Number two, then, is to be aware of how they're feeling. And the only way you can do that is through open communication.
What's the matter with you? That works.
Don't tell them that they don't feel something, or that they shouldn't feel anxious, or they shouldn't be worried. Acknowledge it, and that will give them permission to feel what they feel. And acknowledging how you feel is the very first way to be able to manage it.
My dad would say, what's the matter with you? What's
right.
your problem?
My parents didn't communicate like that.
Right. My dad used his hand.
How
of the head.
Are you feeling?
Yeah. How are you feeling, really?
It's like, cut it out.
Exactly right. What is wrong with you now?
Quiet down.
For God's sake, get out of the house.
Get out of the fridge.
Go play in the yard with your friends, you stupid bastard.
My name was always last. It was Joey, Chelsea, Ashley.
You're saying your parents are confused.
Whatever it is.
You.
Right.
Who's Chesley?
You with the bangs and the teeth.
Chelsea.
Right.
Chesley,
yes.
You, Chesley.
Chesley.
You, that one.
The brother under the stairs.
All right, Dr. Patty is on, and it's the top five things you could do to help your kids' mental health. One is be aware of your emotions. Two, be aware of how they're feeling. What's number three?
Okay, number three is all kids love routine and structure.
You do?
Right? So provide that during the COVID situation, meaning give them a structure to their day, whether they're learning or not learning, break times. But also, because things are changing by the minute, like you can think today that tomorrow is going to have a certain structure and it might change. They might be going to school and then all of a sudden they're not. So have a plan A and a plan B. So plan A is this is the structure if you're going to be learning from home. Plan B, this is the structure if you're going to be going to school, and then lay it out. Here's your mask. We'll put your lunch here. Here's your backpack, so that they still know what to expect during changing times. And that will give them a tremendous amount of comfort.
What did you say? You're 27-year-old. Tell me, get out of here.
I didn't. I think something about 27 and getting out of here.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so create a routine in a world with no routine. I like that. So there's there are certain things they could count on, some kind of a structure. Okay.
Right, and there's only two choices for school. Either it's home or it's school. So give them the structure around that, and then they will feel as if they have some sense of control.
Structure.
We all want some sense of control. That's what structure gives us.
Structure.
Number four.
Number four is when it comes to schooling, let them do what they can do, all right? Forget the whole, you know, reading, English, math. If they love to read, let them blow through a day of reading and forget the math. If they love math, let them do a whole day of math, forget the reading. I know the teachers might be freaking out.
How about doodling?
Actually, I don't think so, because they will be able to make up for the learning. They will be able to close the learning gap in the future. If they are feeling through the roof anxious, that is something that will be much more difficult for them to work through in the future or even currently. So you want the children to remember that you are there supporting them. It is not the end of the world if they spend more time on a subject they love.
My dad said all the time.
Makes them feel good.
I pay for this crap.
Makes them feel good.
Is that set a bad example, though? Like, you know, there's parts of any job or just life you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And then you're just letting it. Well, if you like to read, just read.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
Just letting them off easy.
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting is during normal fit times, that would be true. And that is an overall truth statement. However, these are extenuating circumstances. So you can just let them know, look, I know you love the math. Let's give the reading just a little bit of time. We'll have to make up for it in the future. But right now, if you're anxious and through the roof and math makes you feel good about yourself, do not deny your child the opportunity to feel good about themselves.
Kids love math. I hated math.
I think you're dealing in a world with normal kids.
Yeah, right. Think of us.
The kids like to play the parents. Like, right. I'm very anxious today. This math thing, not going to work for me.
I'm going to need to stay home for a week.
I think I need to doodle.
Exactly right.
Doodle.
Right.
Listen, Chaz.
Video games.
Let's be honest. Kids always play their parents. So this is no different, right?
That's true.
This is no different.
All right, and then,
we're always playing our parents.
This is true.
And here's number five of the top five things you could do to not screw up your kids.
All right, and I think this is really important because the main task of childhood is to learn how to play and to socialize. That's the main task. It's not the crazy educational scores. It's learning how to build relationships.
See, I know
it. Create, nurture, and sustain relationships. Therefore, what parents need to do, because it's your responsibility, is to create some what I'll call pods, where the kids can socialize with children that the families trust. The families have their own networks. You know that you can trust that when this family says they haven't been exposed, that they've been quarantining, that they all of that, and let them create some type of play dates for them, either in person, socially distant at a playground, or on Zoom as they're older. Because the isolation of what's going on now is what's really, really impacting people's mental health.
Oh, we had pot. Sorry, spelled totally different. Not P-O-D, P-O-T.
P-O-D-S, pods.
Right.
Gotcha.
Groups, little groups.
Yeah, because the sports being canceled, school being canceled, not being able to hang out with other kids, it's tough.
Right. Or you sleep.
It's driving the depression and the anxiety through the roof. Because you know what? We are all human creatures. We all want a connection. So the parents, part of their job now is to create that connection, and they just have to be a little bit more creative about it.
And the parents are more stressed now. I think it's better. It's definitely better than it was in March or April when we thought, wow, we could be like living out in the woods burning a squirrel over a fire to eat.
Why are we doing it anyway? There's no need for that.
It's better now. I mean, there's hope in sight. Maybe a vaccine from Pfizer. We don't know.
You said barbecue. I went.
Well, there's that aspect, Chaz, but believe it or not, since March, we've created a new routine, okay? So that was the initial shock that blew everybody away, and now it's like we've been here before, we've survived this. Every day we're that much closer to the vaccine, to this being over. Whereas in March, we didn't know what the hell was going on. It was like Armageddon.
Dr. Patty Ann is on. We'll post this up on the radio station website. Real quick, what about the kids that seem fine? Should you worry about them?
I would still monitor them.
Yeah.
It's not worry about them, but I would always check in with them and see how they're doing and acknowledge how you're feeling. And you could acknowledge, you know, I know things seem okay with you, but if at some point things don't feel okay, let us know.
Just say, hey, you're good. Good.
So you're saying talk to your kids.
Really? This is new.
Yep.
With words?
Like, do you talk slowly to them? Like, what's the lingo?
Words.
Can I text them?
How about we just show them pictures?
Right.
Well, I just buy them something. Will probably communicate better by texting. But listen, I started the segment by saying this COVID is a certain, you know, it's a special situation. But most of the parenting is just an extension of what we already need to do anyway as parents, right? You have to be able to go with the flow, pivot. Remember, we get through this, we want kids to remember how we made them feel, not what they learned, all right, educationally, right? They felt safe. They knew we had their backs. They knew we had a sense of control in a world that's swirling around them. And that's the most important thing.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Beefman.
Hey, guys. How about The Godfather Part 3? I thought that was a big disappointment. Oh, yeah, I would definitely second that. I mean, the first two are two of the greatest movies ever made, and he waited so many years to make three, and it was just really, really bad. I mean, Godfather Part Two is what really started the sequel craze back in 74. It remains the only sequel. It's the only sequel that has ever won a Best Picture Oscar.
Wow.
Best Picture, right, absolutely.
It was great.
Yeah, that three was just... As I said, very disappointing.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, and having Sofia Coppola play the daughter was a bad move. She was really bad.
Good director. Yeah. Bad move.
Yeah. Well, imagine Godfather before the musical.
But let's think about this for a second. It's like coming from a very successful family, like being Bruce Springsteen's child. You could be very successful in life generally, but because you're in the shadow of Godfather 1 and 2. All right, so Godfather 3 is a good movie, but it's in the shadow. It's in the same family.
The expectation.
It's like Governor Lamont, right? He comes from this big, wealthy family.
Okay.
He's governor and all, but he's kind of considered a dope.
Right.
And when you think about the geniuses that are in his gene pool.
Right.
So that's what I think the problem with Godfather 3 is.
The gene pool.
Well, I thought it was a bad movie as well.
All right, Beef, thank you. So the scene at the end where Michael Corleone dies by himself.
That was terrible.
It's such a sad thing. But he killed his brother. I don't know. I thought it was a dramatic ending.
Yeah. Yeah, there are good scenes in it. It's just that it doesn't measure up. You know, another sequel like that is The Two Jakes, the sequel to Chinatown. It's terrible because Chinatown was so good and it didn't need a sequel.
Right.
It's interesting, though, you know, we're talking about Godfather 3. I think a lot of people have that movie in mind because, again, those first two are cinematic classics and probably will be for all time.
Yeah.
For all time.
Totally.
You go to Rotten Tomatoes and you look at the numbers for Godfather 3. It's got a fresh tomato rating. It's a 68% by critics. And the audience score is 78%. So if I see that, I'm like, oh, I would absolutely watch this movie. It's worth checking out.
Sure.
But again, when it's following the two movies.
Yeah, there's an expectation.
That are like a 100% across the board. It's like, oh, this is such a letdown.
Right.
Yeah, if you change the name of that movie to like Mobsters or something. Gangsters.
The Godfather,
And you just go and there's no... Nothing.
Right.
It's Al Pacino.
Son of Corleone.
Yeah,
Corleone. You changed the name of that movie. It's not that bad.
Right. The Corleones.
Yeah.
No. The problem is they had all those new characters, you know, and I wanted more of the older. I wanted to see more of Connie and Kay and all those people. And they stuck in, Joe Mantegna and Sofia Coppola.
Right.
You know,
what's his face? What's the other guy?
Andy Garcia. LaPaglia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy Garcia.
He always plays a mobster. Some kind of evil guy,
or romantic interest of
exactly
some girl.
Right.
The dry, drippy guy, but it's very fancy.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
But we could be flipping through the channel, and if Andy Garcia is on the screen, Jennifer will say, "Ooh, Andy Garcia!
Where is Andy Garcia?"
And then you hit,
damn it!
You hit next channel. Oh, sorry, I don't know what channel was on.
All right, Joe, we got a million calls here, and unfortunately, we got a roll. So we're going to pick up on this next week. All right, so
part two, a sequel.
Everyone's. That is true.
Yes.
We'll be doing part two of sequels that are horrible.
Hopefully not bad.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.